and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
You know, Geraldo Rivera wanted to get in on the action here on this, on the Matt Lauer story. Greetings, my friends. Welcome back. Rush Limbaugh and the EIB Network. Limbaugh Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies. Telephone number 800-282-2882. So when the news broke that Matt Lauer had been fired, for the reasons that he was fired, Geraldo tweeted or somehow said in the public domain that this sounded a bit extreme to him because the news business is flirty. He said the sexual harassment issue is so red hot now that there's no room for any thought or opinion, but hang 'em high. He said if news, the news business, wasn't a flirty business then, how do we explain so many newsroom courtships that have led to happy marriages? And he alluded to the fact that much of what goes on in newsrooms isn't sexual harassment. It's just normal flirtiness and seduction and courtship. He said there's a slight chance that those making allegations were motivated by big money settlements, but he didn't think that that was what was driving it. Well, there was a predicted outcry on social media, and Geraldo apologized hours later, saying he didn't sufficiently explain that this is a horrendous problem, long ridden, and harassers are deviants who deserve what is coming to them. He didn't say that at first. He didn't call them deviants. He didn't even call them harassers. And he did not say that this is a horrendous problem. He said, it's just so overblown. I mean, the news business is a flirty business. You know, where guys go out there, now Geraldo may not look it, but Geraldo's in his 70s, and so Geraldo has a different generational take on all of this stuff. Geraldo comes, let me put it to you this way. Geraldo comes from the era and generation that wanted you to think they were banging each other left and right every night. That was how their success in the business was measured, in one way, not totally. But it was considered a feather in your cap if you were constantly hanging with babes in the news business. It's undergone a massive transformation now. And part of it is due to the chickification of the news. And by that I mean more and more women in executive positions, as well as reporting and producer and on-air talent positions. But it certainly is not the old boys club that it used to be. And I'm talking a generation or two ago, not last year, not 10 years ago. And by the way, chickification, remember somebody called me this week and suggested all of this is the chickification of America. And I want to again say that that's not what I'm talking about when I refer to the chickification of America is when feminism overpowers masculinity and turns men into women. I don't consider the chickification of America to be women getting jobs in powerful positions. That's not the chickification of America. The chickification of America is when men stop being men. and acquiesce or subordinate themselves. And men do that all the time to get to first base and second base with women, and hopefully to third base at home. But the chickification of America is a specific thing, and it's basically the emasculation of men. It is not, in my definition, women taking over industries by force, by numbers, or what have you. Let's move on to other items that are happening out there. Emerson College poll shows Roy Moore leads by 6 in Alabama. There's another poll that's showing Roy Moore's lead continues now. And it's fascinating to me. If you look at many political blogs, if you look at the 538s, you look at the big data analyst sites, they're now almost throwing their hands up in defeat and despair, suggesting that it's impossible for Roy Moore to lose now. He's going to win. It's a 70% chance, 80% chance, 90% chance that Roy Moore's going to win. And it's amazing. It's become conventional wisdom now that the effort to deny Roy Moore has failed. And I think back to all of the energy this movement had. I mean, it had total occupation of the New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post, ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, you couldn't go 5 minutes watching or reading a news without some devastating latest development on the Roy Moore story. And they made it look like it was impossible. This guy should quit while he's ahead. This guy has no chance of winning. This guy is toast. This guy is just and of course the Republicans are piping in. Even if he does win, we're not going to see him. This guy's a reprobate. Now, with these latest polls, it's amazing. It seems like the opposition has thrown up its hands and are now concluding that there's no stopping the guy. And there's a tinge of bitterness in these opinion pieces and straight news reports about the status of the race. And what has now happened is, instead of just pointing out that Roy Moore's going to win, they're now saying, but he ought to be winning by double digits. He ought to be in a straight race where this is just Republican versus Democrat with no baggage. Roy Moore should be walking away with this, but he may only etch out a 5-8 point win. And they're trying to say, that's nothing. That's not a mandate. That doesn't mean anything. And it's always a sure sign when the left figures their efforts have failed, they then try to project or cast the winner as having no power to do anything after the win, which is where they are now with Roy Moore. But I want you to stop and think so that you don't forget the mindset of the left and how discombobulated they are. Now, remember, we had the story yesterday. They can't believe Trump is still standing. They can't believe the Trump agenda is moving forward. They can't believe that Trump hasn't even been dented. They can't believe that Trump hasn't been stopped. They can't believe any of this. You go back to a year, starting after the election and the Russian collusion story, and I'm here to tell you that these people, vast majority of them, got up every day thinking that was going to be the day where the big news story that was going to take Trump out was going to happen. They got up every day thinking that day would be the day when the axe fell. And they got up every day for 365 plus days thinking that exact way. They got up hoping. They got up planning. They got up figuring. They got up thinking. They awakened every day with that. It's what propelled them. Get Trump. And they all thought they would, one way or the other. And even if it didn't mean they got him out of office, they were going to neuter him. They were going to turn his administration against him. They were going to paralyze him. They were going to segregate him. He was going to be way out there all alone, muttering in the halls of the White House to the portraits of former presidents, slowly going insane. That was the worst case scenario. Best case scenario, he quits in frustration. Or the best case scenario, the Republicans band together and literally kick him out of there. And that's what they were shooting for. Now, where are we a year later? Trump hasn't been dented. We're on the verge of tax cuts being passed. The effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, as far as Trump is concerned, never stopped. Republicans in the House and Senate's another matter, but as far as Trump's concerned, it never stopped. All of the efforts to stop Trump's travel ban has not stopped Trump. Trump just yesterday retweeted some videos depicting militant Islamic violence. The left literally went nuts. The swamp went nuts. Theresa May in the UK went nuts. It was a huge violation of political correctness. And Trump said, Theresa, you're paying the wrong attention to the wrong thing. I'm not the person to pay attention to. I'm not the story. The story is militant Islam and terrorism and what it is doing to your country and mine and its potential. And he's right. But they're so caught up in political correctness that militant Islam doesn't even exist, much less is it a danger. Donald Trump is the threat as far as all these establishment types are concerned. Where's Trump? Trump is triumphing. Trump is happy. Trump is growing into this job. You can tell that Trump every day now, I don't know what you call it. Is he actively enjoying it, or is he gotten used to it, comfortable with it? I don't know what, but Trump is clearly confident and happy to be where he is and is enjoying the job every day. This was not supposed to happen. Trump was supposed to be miserable. He's supposed to be unhappy. He's supposed to be frustrated. He's supposed to be filled with hate. He's supposed to be going crazy in public. Look who's going crazy in public. It's the media, the Democrat Party. Just last night, CNN with a bunch of segments on Trump incompetence, Trump derangement, Trump delusion, Trump dementia. David Rodham Gergen suggests the Trump family needs to conduct an intervention and send the guy away to a mental rehab institution and put Mike Pence in the Oval Office. While all that is happening, Democrat star after Democrat heavyweight has fallen due to sexual harassment and sexual abuse charges. The names are big and powerful and too numerous to mention. Starting with Harvey Weinstein, the reputation of Bill Clinton is finally being impacted. You know, people aren't talking about that, but that's one of the offshoots of this. You haven't seen Bill Clinton in the midst of this. Bill Clinton doesn't have the ability to pop up and solve this for them. Bill Clinton can't say, hey, you know, we all need to come together on this and realize we've all made our mistakes in the past, but that was what it was. It was the past, and we need to love one another again. We need to start moving forward. They can't bring Clinton out to do that because Clinton's reputation, much as the last 20 years have been trying to erase the Lewinsky stuff, obviously a failure. Everything Bill Clinton did is now being cited and focused on for a new generation of people that didn't know about it. Hillary Clinton has become a laughingstock, and she doesn't know it. The Democrat Party is now running around trying to figure out which of its members they ought to force out and which they ought to try to keep, and to show them what really bad shape, to show you what really bad shape they're in, they think they need to save somebody like Al Franken. If they need to save Al Franken, they are in heap big doo-doo. If that's considered a success story. Bye-bye, Matt Lauer. Bye-bye, Harvey Weinstein. Not just celebrities. Weinstein, a big Democrat donor, a big Democrat fundraiser, a big Democrat bundler. Matt Lauer, a reliable media apparatchik for the Democrat Party, doing their work every morning on the Today Show and wherever else he went. Louis C.K., all of these highfalutin left-wing celebrities, Garrison Keillor. I mean, just yesterday, the producer for Jake Tapper's show on CNN waved sayonara. Hollywood producers, sub-producers, Hollywood makeup people, you name it, they're all dropping like flies. And the vast majority of them are indeed left-wing liberal Democrats. Contrast that to the exuberance, the panic, the excitement of a year ago, where every day they got up, knowing that was going to be the day they got rid of Donald Trump. Every day. Every day was the day somebody was going to produce the news that Trump had indeed colluded personally with Putin to steal the election from, even though they knew that didn't happen. Even though they knew this was a contrived, made-up narrative, they were waiting for the day when somebody would have the hammer, the lie that could be sold as irrefutable, proving that Trump colluded. Even though it was a lie, it was going to be so powerful, Trump couldn't stop it, couldn't deal with it. They lived every day with this hope. It's what got them out of bed every day. It's what propelled them through the day, the belief that they were going to get Trump. Now the stock market is at an all-time high. New home ownership and prices are at an all-time high. Economic growth is much higher than it was ever under Barack Hussein Obama. From their standpoint, there's not too much else that could have gone wrong. Most everything they've dreamt of, hoped for, planned on, has blown up in their face. They are legitimately Wile E. Coyote. Trump is road-runnering them off of every cliff while they're carrying the dynamite that explodes when they hit the bottom. And still they get up each and every day, believing, knowing, hoping that that day is going to be the day they frog marched Donald Trump out of the White House in ankle chains and handcuffs. They still believe they're going to make that happen. Whereas the truth is, each day they continue to lose more ground. Each day it becomes clear they cannot mobilize public opinion to do their dirty work for them. They cannot shape public opinion to agree with them on Trump. They cannot separate Trump supporters from Trump. The one power they think they've always had to bend and shape, flame and fork public opinion, that's not even working. They are the ones deranged. They're the ones who are delusional, and thus they are the ones actually presenting a great danger.
Now is a great time to sign up for Rush 24/7 with Rush's exclusive Tumblr offer.
It's an exclusive Tumblr that is given to new subscribers with a yearly subscription to Rush 24/7 or the combo offer. It's our best Tumblr yet. Check it out at rushlimbaugh.com.
Act now. Get Rush 24/7 at rushlimbaugh.com. You're listening to the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Legends aren't born legendary. They are proven legendary. Like the new FN-509 handgun. A direct result of over a million rounds of testing. And a direct descendant of over 125 years of legendary FN firearms. The world's most battle-proven firearms. The FN-509, a legend in the making. Find out more at fnamerica.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Gulf Coast, get ready. It's going to be a White Tie Christmas. The White Tie Rock Ensemble featuring the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and other holiday classics. Come see the White Tie Rock Ensemble as they bring an unparalleled evening of holiday music, lights, and sound to the Gulf Coast. Thursday, December 21st at the Sanger Theater, Pensacola, and Friday, December 22nd at the Mobile Civic Theater. The White Tie Rock Ensemble, White Tie Christmas, featuring the music of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and other holiday classics. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster, the Pensacola Sanger Theater box office, and the Mobile Civic Center box office. December 21st, Pensacola, and December 22nd in Mobile. For more, visit online at PensacolaSangerTheater.com or MobileCivicCTR.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting ACT55 to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting ACT55 to 88988. That's ACT55 to 88988.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gardening tips and advice from a local expert. Green Side Up. Catch it every Saturday morning at 6, right here on News Talk 1370 WCOA.
Congressman James Clyburn of the Congressional Black Caucasians is now denying that he ever said anything about Conyers shouldn't resign because his accusers are white women. He says he didn't say it, and what he's now suggesting, Conyers should quit. So he's agreeing with the white woman of privilege in the House that the black guy in the hospital should go. Man, these Democrats are tough. I thought they cared about race. But the white woman of privilege, Pelosi, Pocahontas, whatever they say, everybody snaps too, tries to make it happen. Meanwhile, oh, he found the accusers credible now. Clyburn found the accusers. Wow. By the way, speaking of Geraldo, we're going to go back here, audio soundbites, 1991, a Barbara Walters special interviewing the actress, singer, Bette Midler. And Barbara Walters says, Bette, speaking of taste, what do you think of Geraldo Rivera's autobiography in which he said that you and he had a torrid sexual affair and that you were insatiable when it came to him?
I'm going to get in trouble. It was very unpleasant.
Getting a little trouble.
Okay, getting a little trouble. Well, Geraldo and his producer came to do an interview with me in the 70s, the early 70s. And this was when he was very sort of hot. And he and his producer left the crew in the other room. They pushed me into my bathroom. They broke two poppers and pushed them under my nose and proceeded to grope me. And I didn't have any idea.
Grope
me. I did not offer myself up on the altar of Geraldo Rivera. He was unseemly. His behavior was unseemly.
Well, now, that's Bette Midler, 1991. What do you think it means they broke two poppers and pushed them under my nose? What do you think that means? Poppers, right? Those are, what's the street name for that? Okay, poppers is a strip. Well, we all know what it was for, but she she backed away and so forth. But this is, you know, Geraldo writes that she couldn't take her hands off of him, that Bette Midler found him insatiable, and she on Barbara Walters. This is 1991, folks. It's like 26 years ago. I guess it just got flirty, you know, in there, in the Bette Midler dressing room. Let's take a brief time out. We'll come back and continue making the most of every broadcast moment.
Now, here's the latest news and your AccuWeather forecast from 1370 WCOA.
I'm Stacy Knowles with your news and information update. Since NBC announced yesterday that longtime Today Show host Matt Lauer had been fired due to sexual misconduct, two more former employees have come forward with new allegations. The employees claim Lauer made inappropriate comments and sent them sex toys. Lauer has not commented. Santa Rosa County deputies have arrested 67-year-old Thomas Herman and his 32-year-old son, James Herman, on charges of elderly abuse. According to the arrest report, the two men removed a patient from inpatient care at Bay Breeze Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, and the victim was later found lethargic because the two men did not allow them to take medication. American Airlines says a computer error mistakenly gave a majority of their pilots vacation time during Christmas, leaving a lot of scheduled flights and nobody to fly them. The airline says they are working hard to correct the issue and to prevent as many delays and cancellations as possible. It took 2 days for an Escambia County jury to find former Tate High School assistant coach Charlie Hamrick guilty on 6 counts of sexual battery on students. One of the accusers, now a 28-year-old man, says Hamrick abused him when he was between the ages of 8 and 11. Hamrick has been sentenced to life in prison for each count. Escambia County Tax Collector Scott Lunsford wants to remind you that today is the last day to receive a 4% discount on real estate and tangible property taxes. Payments must be postmarked before midnight. A 24-hour drop box is also available at all locations, and you can pay online at escambiataxcollector.com. And in sports, the Ice Flyers are currently in third place in the SPHL standings, but they hope to improve that with a win against number one Macon tomorrow night. The puck drops at 7:05 at the Pensacola Bay Center.
A dense fog advisory is in effect until 8 this morning. Dense fog to start the day, then clouds, some intervals of sun, warm and more humid, with a shower around this afternoon, or high today 76. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight with a shower or two, especially early, though 61. Warm tomorrow with clouds breaking for some sun, high 74. Saturday, times of sun and clouds, high 75. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 WCOA.
Here come the Pensacola Ice Flyers. Friday, December 1st, the Ice Flyers take on the Macon Mayhem. It's also Teddy Bear Toss and Mascot Night. All teddy bears thrown on the ice after the Ice Flyers' first goal will be collected and donated to the Studer Family Children's Hospital. And enjoy other Pensacola mascots in attendance who will race during intermissions. The puck drops at 7:05 Friday night at the Hangar. Get tickets at the Pensacola Bay Center now. For more, visit PensacolaIceFlyers.com and download the Ice Flyers app at the App Store and Google Play for the full schedule and to learn more about your Pensacola.
Away. Hi, I'm John Schneider. Sick and injured kids deserve every chance to get better. And at Your Children's Miracle Network Hospital, they get the best care and even the hope for a miracle. Every day, they're giving kids near you the chance to walk, to talk, to laugh, and to smile again. And you can too. There's no better place, there's no better time. Give today and put your money where the miracles are.
To help kids at Sacred Heart Children's Hospital, go to cmnhospitals.org.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1370 WCOA is now on Twitter. Go to WCOAPensacola.com and follow us for the latest Twitter updates.
Title of tune, Can't Do Without You. The name of the group is Caribou. It's from the dance music playlist. Bumper rotation, EIB Network. You know, the last thing that Uber wanted to announce last week was that their computer systems were hacked into more than a year ago. I mean, whenever this happens, the company to whom it happens never wants to announce it. They just don't. But Uber shared news that the email addresses and names of more than 50 million customers worldwide were illegally obtained, as well as much more compromising data from a 500,000 drivers working with Uber. Now, if your data happens to be included in that breach, it means it's in the hands of other people, some of whom might choose to use it for their financial gain at your expense. How do you protect yourself? This is another one of these examples of identity theft. You don't even know it happens. They don't tell you for a while, and even after they announce it, you still don't know if you're on the list. So what can you do? You make sure you are a LifeLock member. That's what you do. You should be one already, but if you're not, it takes just minutes to sign up online or via phone. Plans start less than $10 a month. LifeLock provides you with the best online identity theft protection you can get. That means they're looking online. They're reviewing billions of transactions every day. You have a profile once you become a member. That profile's pretty consistent based on how you spend and live on the Internet. And when there are spikes or aberrations in it, their computers spit out alerts to you and ask you if you're the reason for the aberration. If you are, fine, everybody goes away. If you're not, that means if somebody else is using your card information, they stop everything and they go into gear full speed trying to track it down. They spot something amiss, you are alerted immediately, and they immediately go to work helping you restore your identity to fix whatever problem came up. Now, no one company can prevent all identity theft, but LifeLock's the best at this, folks, and they help you in so many ways when you need it most. Sign up today, LifeLock.com, or call them 800-440-4833. Either way, use my name and save 10% off your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833. Norman in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm glad you waited, sir. How are you doing?
Rush.
Hey, Norman, how are you?
I am super good and getting better. The master of liberal versus conservative mixed mind-grappling martial arts. You continue to bring knockout power to conservative talk radio, Rush.
I like that. I may appropriate that in my liner stash.
I understand that. And from the land of the recently beleaguered John McCain, mega golf-smacking and cigar-smoking dittos.
Well, great to have you in the audience out there, Norman.
Hey, Rush.
Yeah.
I just read here that the NFL has got this figured out. Old Goodell and his cronies, they figured out the best way to figure this anthem kneeling problem is to throw about $90 million at it.
No. $100 million.
Okay, it's gone up.
Yes.
It's gone up. They want to give the United Negro College Fund 25%, the Dream Corps 25%. And 50% to the Players Coalition. I mean, they have it figured out now. Let's throw some money at it. But my question is, Rush, is the Players Coalition the same as the NFL union?
Yes. Well, it turns out there's the NFLPA. Well, that's the union. And then there is a coalition of players that is independent of the NFLPA that has been organized for the purposes of this issue. And they are not in agreement. You're very shrewd, Rush, out there, Norman, to have picked up on that.
And Rush, this money they want to throw at it is our donations. Where are they getting these donations from?
Well, let me explain this to you because it was going to be my next story, Norman, and I didn't want to steal your thunder. It was right here, the next thing on the stack, and so I wanted to use your call as a segue into this. And I appreciate it. Norman, since I did steal your thunder, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Do you happen to need a new cell phone? If you do, I'd like to give you one. If you don't want one, don't need one, you don't have to take it. Don't feel
I absolutely do, and I'm going to hand mine down to my wife because she needs an upgrade.
All right. So you have any preference in kind? I mean, I've got the iPhone 8 Plus, which is a great phone. The iPhone 10 is a new one. It's Face ID. It's really, really cool, but it's What do you have now? What do you have now? What kind of phone are you using now?
Rush, I have a Samsung. It's a S6 Plus or a 6S Plus, whatever that is.
Oh, but... you have no idea what you're in for. Are you sure you want to move to Apple? I mean,
Yes. Rush, I have an iPod Touch. It's just to store music, is all it is. And,
that's exactly what it's for.
It's a wonderful little device to store music. And
all right,
I use
so you're familiar enough with iOS. Okay, so you hang on, and Mr. Snurdy will get the pertinent information we need from you, including your address and your carrier and all that, and we'll get it out to you as soon as we can. We have a whole little presentation we put together as we send these out, so it may take a day or two to get it to you. Now, here's the deal. Folks, when I first saw this, here's the headline. NFL offers $100 million plan for social justice organizations in partnership with players. And my first reaction was, when did Jesse Jackson worm his way into this? Because this sounds like a monochrome coalition shakedown if I've ever seen one. I mean, this is the way the Reverend Jackson and Sharpton, I mean, they would threaten boycotts against companies, and they would claim the companies were under-hiring minorities or they were advertising in bigoted, racist ways. And the companies would then, of course, offer the Reverend Jackson penalty payments in exchange for the Reverend Jackson shutting up. So the NFL... You know what this boy, the NFL just cannot bring itself to tell the players as its employees, you guys like playing in this league, then you're going to stand up. One of the conditions of employment is to stand for the anthem. At most, it's 2 minutes. It's just 2 minutes. And we play the game. But the NFL doesn't have the fortitude to tell them that. So the NFL wants to buy their allegiance. The NFL wants to purchase the apparent loyalty of the players. So the details of this, it was announced on Monday, the league submitted to players a final draft of a proposal that would contribute nearly $100 million to causes considered important to African-American communities, which means to the Democrat Party. Whatever else this means, the NFL has agreed to funnel $100 million to causes important to the Democrat Party. That goes without saying, but I wanted to say it to leave no doubt. This is one of the most effective shakedowns I've ever seen, beginning with Colin Kaepernick refusing to take a knee last season, spending Thanksgiving Day on Alcatraz Island, celebrating Unthankfulness Day, inspiring other players to kneel. The NFL is paying a steep price for this. In-stadium attendance is down, TV ratings are down, and the NFL has decided that it's worth a $100 million payoff here to try to get the ratings back up and attendance back up by getting the players to stop publicly demonstrating their lack of support for America and the flag. The NFL hopes that the $100 million will effectively end the protests, which is a laugh. And the thing about blackmailers is that once they get paid, they always want more. The original payment, damn, it just wasn't enough. We realized we didn't ask for enough. We realized we screwed up on our original allocation of the distribution. Now, some players who have actively protested since 2016 are not happy with this approach, and they plan to break away from the Players Coalition. The Players Coalition is a group of 40 players who negotiated this deal with the league. Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, former NFL wide receiver Anquan Boldin are regarded as the leaders of the Players Coalition. Miami Dolphins safety Michael Thomas, the 49ers safety Eric Reed tweeted Wednesday they are withdrawing. The Players Coalition was supposed to be formed as a group that represents NFL athletes who have been silently protesting social injustices and racism, Thomas and Reed said via Twitter. However, Malcolm and Anquan can no longer speak on our behalf as we don't believe the coalition's beliefs are in our best interests as a whole. So the NFL negotiated this deal with apparently just two players representing 40 other players, thinking that a massive $100 million payoff would work. Here's how it amortizes. The league will create an environment in which players will no longer want to protest. The NFL's offer earmarks $89 million over a 7-year period for both national and local projects. On the national level, owners this year would allocate $5 million, with their commitment growing annually and maxing out at $12 million per year from 2021. At the local level, owners will put up $250,000 every year, expect players to match that amount, totaling $500,000. Players having to match ain't gonna fly. Just telling you right now, players having to match it, it ain't gonna fly. Neither is $100 million over 9 or 10 years gonna fly. Let me ask you if you're a football fan. Let's say this happens. Let's say the NFL does the deal and somehow the players unify, go for it, and agree to stand for the anthem. Is this going to end your problems with the NFL? If the players all of a sudden stop protesting verbally, if they stop kneeling during the anthem, are you going to automatically return to your TV sets on Sunday and Monday night as though nothing ever happened? My instincts are that this isn't going to work the way they think it's going to work. In fact, my instincts are that it isn't going to help. It's going to, the fans, I can't believe how out of touch.
He doesn't hold back. The news you need to know. Rush on the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Chamonix's Christmas and holiday season sale is here, and it's mind-blowing. Introducing the brand-new Genucel Droopy Eyelid Treatment. Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado says, I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. Yes, all those saggy lines on your eyelids gone in just days. And now this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Plus, you'll also get Genucel 12-hour immediate effects, a second gift free. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-822-5941. It gets better. Order in the next 20 minutes and get two more classics, Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum free. Call or click in the next 10 minutes and express shipping is also free. That's 5 free gifts. Order now to get this new Genucel offer and your free gifts while supplies last. 800-822-5941, 800-822-5941 or Genucel.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com, BlindsTer.com, a family-owned business. 18 years ago, my wife Susan and I moved into a new home and needed new custom blinds. We received several quotes from professionals and couldn't believe their high prices. We went shopping on the internet, and the websites were confusing and offered no guarantees. That's when I decided, with no experience in the e-commerce or window covering industry, to quit my job and start a business selling custom blinds on the internet. The company grew to over $20 million in less than 5 years, and at 35 years old, I sold the business. But thankfully, just a few years later, I decided to give it another go, and Blindster.com was born. At Blindster, we provide world-class customer service and the best guarantees in the industry with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a limited lifetime warranty, and my personal fitter-free guarantee on most products. And for Rush listeners only, take 40% off your order. Just enter the code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. BlindsTer.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-2283. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-2283. That's 1-800-972-2283. 1-800-972-2283.
Are you looking for a new career path? Want to make a difference in your community? Become a teacher. The American Board can help you earn a teaching certificate and a Florida teaching license in a year or less. American Board's online program allows you to set your own schedule for a price that fits your budget. Visit www.americanboard.org. That's AmericanBoard.org for more information on how you can become a
Florida
teacher.
Get the latest automotive news and car maintenance advice from Bobby Likas, Saturday mornings at 9 on News Talk 1370 WCOA.
There is an apparel company out there that makes shirts in this country that every guy should be thanking for this year, and it's called Untuck It. And that's why they make shirts. Shirts purposely designed and tailored to be worn untucked, which, as many people have learned, is a very comfortable way of dressing. And it's become stylish in many different circles. It's particularly hip in certain tech communities. And I mean, even have tech CEOs on big tech days wearing untucked shirts and blue jeans. It's just considered hip. Casual Fridays at other office places. The problem is people wear their shirts untucked, but they're not made to be untucked. The shirt tails are way too long, hence Untuck It. Sells their shirts as fast as they are making them, both online. They have nearly 20 retail locations as well. Now, these are dress shirts or button-down shirts, polo shirts, golf shirts, with every one of them being the right length to wear untucked. You can tuck them in, too, but if you wear them untucked, they look good. They look stylish, look like they were intended to be worn that way. And when guys started wearing their shirts this style some years, I did, you wouldn't believe the abuse I got from the stuffed shirts here in Palm Beach. You can't wear your shirt. You know what they're going to say? I don't care. I never have cared what they say. As usual, I was on the cutting edge. I was ahead of the loop. And even today, I remain there. And you could get on this train, too. Untuck It's created a similar line of shirts for women now, once they started seeing the buying habits of their female customers. An Untuck It shirt makes a great gift. And by the way, these are great designs. They're not just plain white or dress business-type shirts, professional. They've got many different styles and to choose from. It's really, really well done. And the way you can see them is online at untuckit.com. You'll see dozens of their best-selling styles and designs. Plenty to choose from at untuckit.com. Now, there's a promo code to get 20% off your first order. It's RUSH20. Go to untuckit.com. All one word, untuckit.com. And the promo code is RUSH20. Ladies and gentlemen, former Vice President Al Gore has been placed on suicide watch. I'm told the headline satellites show no acceleration in global warming for 23 years. You see, climate change has no data. All they have are computer models. And I'm not making that up. There is not a shred of empirical data confirming climate change. All they have are computer models forecasting it 30, 40, 50 years down the road. Global warming has not accelerated temperature rise in the bulk atmosphere in more than 23 years, according to a new study paid for by the Department of Energy. University of Alabama Huntsville climate scientist John Christie, Richard McNider, did the survey. No warming in the atmosphere or below 23 years and counting.
America's anchorman, Rush, on the EIB Network.
1370 WCOA, your primary source for severe weather information.
Hey, if you travel for business, book your next trip at Upside.com and you'll get two great gifts this holiday season. A free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones and the gift of a better business travel experience. Only Upside has customer service specialists who look out for you every step of your trip. Their team is hard at work 24/7 to make sure your flight, your hotel, and your rental car all go off without a hitch. You get all that. Plus, Upside has great prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Now, to get your free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones, just go to upside.com/USA. That's upside.com/USA to claim your free Bose SoundLink wireless headphones just for trying Upside. It's one more way that Upside is helping to reduce the stress of business travel. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Cruise to Alaska with Cunard, aboard the most luxurious ocean liners in the world. Cunard's elegant voyages in and out of Vancouver provide scenic views of both Tracy Arm Fjord and Hubbard Glacier, all in one journey. Escape to a world of luxury and relaxation, where you are free to do as you please. Visit Cunard.com/Alaska or call your travel agent. Experience the best of Alaska, only on Cunard.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. When we think of testosterone, we usually think of men. After all, it is a male hormone. But women have testosterone too, and it also has important functions in maintaining overall health for women.
So just like men, we have a slow decline in our testosterone levels with age. As opposed to estrogen, which we just sort of fall off a cliff at menopause and really lose estrogen.
Dr. Stephanie Fabian says low testosterone levels, sometimes called low T, can cause a number of problems in women, including low libido. So who might need treatment?
We go by symptoms. And then generally we would treat, say, that woman who had her ovaries out early or even a postmenopausal woman with low sexual desire. We would consider using a little bit of testosterone to see if that helped the situation.
Dr. Fabian says testosterone levels can be measured and followed for patients with low T. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
1-4.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan, life member of the National Rifle Association and proud gun owner, and I need your help. Don't leave weapons in your vehicle where they can be subject to theft. Don't let your weapons end up in the wrong hands. Before you turn your car off today, remember, don't leave valuables in plain sight and never leave your vehicle unlocked, even at home. I'm Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan. I need your assistance.
The Escambia County Sheriff's Office, working for a safer community.
If your nonprofit organization has an announcement you'd like us to air, email complete information to gulfcoastevents@cumulus.com or log on to WCOAPensacola.com. If your nonprofit organization has an announcement you'd like us to air, email complete information to gulfcoastevents@cumulus.com or log on to WCOAPensacola.com.
Take a look back at the biggest stories of the week with Rush Limbaugh's Week in Review, Saturday afternoons at 3 on News Talk 13.7 WCOA.
I can't believe it. Tomorrow's going to be Open Line Friday. That is right. Man, oh, man. Well, it is what it is. We'll take a 21-hour break here, folks. As always, thank you so much for joining us today. It means everything, and we'll look forward to being back here with you tomorrow. See you then.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Westwood One presents The Andrew Klavan Show.
Here is the agenda in New York Times speak. I'm reading this off the page. Environmental harm. They want to hurt workers. It's like elementary school. It really is. It's like elementary school. This is the agenda that Republicans are supporting Trump for. They want to hurt workers. They want to destroy the environment. They want to make housing less affordable. This is the thing. These guys are like children.
The Andrew Klavan Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hurricane season is underway, and all of the coverage you need is right here.
News Talk 1370 WCOA Pensacola.
I tune in to find out what's going on.
Tax bill boosts stocks. Goodbye, Jim Neighbors. I'm Michael Toscano. Senator John McCain said today he'll vote for the Republican tax cut plan, and while passage is not quite a done deal just yet, that was enough to send the stock market soaring. Steve Kastenbaum watching the big boards for us.
After the opening bell rang, the Dow Jones Industrial Average soared well above the 24,000 mark. By 1 p.m., it was up more than 300 points. After yesterday's announcement that the nation's economy grew 3.3% in the third quarter, investors were buoyed by signs that lawmakers in D.C. were closer to a deal on tax reform and a corporate tax cut.
And right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is still sitting 307 points higher for the day. The S&P 500 is up 22 points, the Nasdaq higher by 49. There's a fight looming in Utah over some special land. John Stolness tells us President Trump is going to substantially reduce national monuments.
Documents leaked to the Associated Press indicate President Trump plans to shrink the Bears Ears National Monument by nearly 85% and reduce the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument by almost half. The Bears Ears decision will be fought by Native American tribes in the area, specifically the Navajo and Hopi nations, who say the area has sacred meaning. Some Utah officials say President Obama's decision to protect so much land during his administration hurts the state's uranium mining industry.
Thanks, John. A generation or two, maybe three, will never forget Gomer Pyle chasing Deputy Barney Fife around the street in front of Mayberry's courthouse. The man behind Gomer Pyle, actor and singer Jim Neighbors, has died at the age of 87, passing away at his home in Hawaii.
You broke the law by making an illegal U-turn, and I hereby...
Neighbors was usually the first guest of the season on Carol Burnett's Variety Show. She has issued a statement saying, "I considered him my good luck charm. I'm grateful he was a large part of my life. I miss him. I love him." Jim Neighbors, gone. I'm Michael Toscano.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/fire.
All's quiet in the tropics again this afternoon. Locally, a few breaks of sun, otherwise cloudy skies. Showers will be in the area through the evening. Today's high 76. Some lingering clouds tonight, low 61. Tomorrow, still warm, a mix of sun and clouds for Friday. Tomorrow's high 74. Still warm on Saturday, another mix of clouds and sun with a high of 75. I'm Sally Sherman with your exclusive AccuWeather forecast on 1370 WCOM.
Cruise to Alaska with Cunard, aboard the most luxurious ocean liners in the world. Cunard's elegant voyages in and out of Vancouver provide scenic views of both Tracy Arm Fjord and Hubbard Glacier, all in one journey. Escape to a world of luxury and relaxation, where you are free to do as you please. Visit Cunard.com/Alaska or call your travel agent. Experience the best of Alaska, only on Cunard.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-2283. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-2283. That's 1-800-972-2283. 1-800-972-2283.
The NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service gives patrons with visual impairments or physical limitations the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
It's a great way to have a book with you without carrying a book.
For information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org.